Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Chaf. Brachas Daf Chaf, and again, we thank the sponsors for this month's Shiurim, the Orlinsky family, Zecher Nishmas, Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky, whose yard site was yesterday. We thank them for the sponsorship. Scheduling note, today, B'ez Hashem, is Brachas Daf Chaf. B'ez Hashem, tomorrow, I'll be giving Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph. After that is unclear. I might get up Chav Beis. It's already, I'm going to start be in the process of traveling and getting back to Eretz Yisrael, getting back to Israel. So I hope, possibly Chav Aleph. If not, so then I will not be giving Fridays, Shabbos, and Sundays Daf. Those three will have to feel free to listen to the last cycle's Dafim. It's on should be on cbey.org. And then, Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up on Monday from Beit Shemesh. Monday morning from Beit Shemesh. And then we'll be back on the same day schedule. That'll be Monday, which I think is the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar, which is Daf Chaf Vav. But either way, now we have Daf Chaf. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we have Daf Chaf Aleph, possibly Daf Chaf Beis, depending on what my schedule works out to be. It's a long shot, but maybe Daf Chaf Beis. Chav Gimel, Chav Dal, Chav Hey will not. This should feel free to listen again on the previous cycle, and then we'll pick up again on Monday morning with Daf Chavav from Beit Shemesh. Okay, but today we have our work cut out for us. We have Brachos Daf Chav. We are on Yutes Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom. Tashma, actually more than that, about the 12 lines from the bottom. That's what we got up to. Tashma, the last part we mentioned, remember we're in the sugya of Kavod Abrius, and whether we're cholik ain b'makam shishchil Hashem yecholkin kavod l'rav, and as the Gemara has been trying to keep the assumption, the Gemara asked a number of questions on the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Rabbi Marav said, if somebody finds kilayim bebigdo, they have to take it off even bashuk. We said the machlokes in the Rambam and the Rosh, what does bebigdo mean? Our gear, Sapasha's bebigdo, is his own beged. The Rambam has the chiddush where even if it's somebody else's beged, beged chavero, meaning even if somebody is violating b'shogeg, one still has a chiyuv, and one does not say that kavod abrius is doche. And the Gemara asked a couple of questions based on that, and so far, we ended up saying that that principle only works for derabanans. Kavod abrius would be doche by derabanans, not by deoraisas. And that was the last couple of lines, important lines relating to the mitzvah of lo sasur, the mitzvah of not violating anything that the Rabbanan tell me, the Machlokas Rambam Ramban, relating to every Rabbanan being a Daraisa, and the Meshachachma and other Achronim relating to that Sugya. Okay, Tashma, so now we get into the next suggestion, and as we'll see, there is a little bit of a flexibility in terms of the idea that we just said. It's not going to be totally just pure Darabanans. There's going to be a little bit a different suggestion, Lamaskana. Tashma v'hisalam tamehem. When somebody is about to do a mitzvah, hashavas aveda v'hisalam tamehem, and one can not fulfill it. One has the heter of not fulfilling it. V'hisalam tamehem. Pa'amim, so we darshin. Pa'amim she'atam isalei mehem. U'pa'amim she'atam isalei mehem. 95% of the time, we're not allowed to be mitaleim. We have to fulfill the mitzvah. But once in a while, if there is a certain circumstance, then we are allowed to be mitaleim. Ha'ketzad how? Im haya kohen v'hi b'beis ha'kvaros. If he is a kohen, and it, the item that is lost, is in the beis ha'kvaros. Meaning, somebody has to violate an Isser to do the mitzvah of Hashem HaSaveda. Oh, haya zakein ve'eno levi kvodo. Or, it's Rav Moshe Feinstein sees my pencil on the floor. You know, it's a levi kvodo to return my pencil. Oysa haya malachto merube mishel chaveiro. Or, somebody's omalacha, a diamond cutter, sees that there's a piece of something or that somebody else has to be returned to him. My not doing my malacha for a couple of minutes is worth so much more than that item. So in all those cases, lakach ne'amar v'hisalamta. That's why he says v'hisalamta. Sometimes a person is allowed to quote-unquote violate, not really violate, not do the mitzvah. So this is a new example that we've had. We never had this before. A bittul asay. A bittul asay. There is an isra of lo tuchal hisaleim also. Then one is not allowed to go away. But it's also, the formulation is, v'hisalamta v'hem, you're allowed to go away. Say, ask the Gemara, 1 minute. Kavod Abrius, the person is a Zakein, the person is a Kohen, not going into the Beis HaKvaros, and we're saying that Kavod Abrius is Doche, he doesn't have to fulfill this mitzvah, and he's allowed to violate, so to speak, Lo Tuchal L'Saleim. Amai, Le'mein Chachma Ve'tvun Ve'neitzel Neged Hashem. Why don't we say no? When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that wins, that trumps. Answer is no. As you might have guessed, Shiny Hasab, he has a special pasuk. Special pasuk, Shani Asam, Dechsiv, Hisalamta Mehem, because it says, Vehisalamta Mehem. And that's why we don't, we can't learn out that case is different. Viligmar mina. So once you have a special pasuk here to teach me that Kavod HaBriah says, even Doche, Isur Daraisa, so why don't you learn it? Why don't you have it as a model? Answer, Isur Mimamona, Lo Yafinan. No, we don't learn from Dini Mamanis. Hashavas Aveda is called Dini Mamanis, even though there's an Isur involved, it's called Dini Mamanis. We can't learn to other Isurim like we've had before in terms of Tumas Kohanim Vechulu. But that is Hashavas Aveda, you can't learn from there. Because it's this week's parasha, we'll mention it again. We mentioned this back on Dav Dalad. So it's been a couple of weeks. The Vilna Gaon of this week's parsha. The pasuk that says, we laid it this weekend, we just laid it in the morning. Bein dam ladam, bein din ladim, bein nega lanega. Says the Vilna Gaon in, I think it's in Adaras Eliyahu, that Torah can be split up into three categories. Three categories. All of Torah. Tuma and Tara, that's one category. And Isser Veheter is another category. And Chayiv and Pater is the third category. Every halakha question either is a Tamei Tahar answer, or Aser Mutter answer, or Chayiv Pater answer. Right? It's all three. So it says the Gra. Ki Rekipol Ben Chadavar Ben Dam Ladam Ben Dam Nida Ladam Tohar, that's Isser Veheter, Bein Din Ladin, that's Chayiv and Pater, and Bein Nega Lanega, that's Tumah V'Taharas. It says the Gra, everything can fit into that. What does that mean? That's the basis for Isser Mimamona Le'alfinan, and these types of halachas. Because there are different categories of Torah. And even though, yes, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echadu, that's the language of the Tosefta and Masechah Sanhedrin, all of the Torah is one unit in a general sense, and we have Akashim and Xerah Shavas, and we learn from one to the other, and like Rav Schechter likes to quote, we can learn that you have to hold your lulav straight up as it grows from a pasuk by the Atzei Mishkan, Atzei Shitim Omdim, Ma Inyan Shmita Ezel Har Sinai. Yeah, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. So in a general sense, we do hold that, but we do hold that there are also separate categories. And that's why we could say a line like Yisur Mi Mamona Lo Yafinan, or the Gemara sometimes says, Mamona Mi Knasa Lo Yafinan. Different categories of halacha. Okay. Continuing. We continue. Tashma. Says the Gemara now, Villa Achoso. Next, Brisa quoted, Rashi points out, we are coming in the middle. There's a drasha that we're coming in the middle of. What's the beginning of the drasha? The pasuk says, by Nazir. Look at Rashi, the last six or seven skinny lines. It says, by Nazir, Kol Yimei Haziro Lashem, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. All the days that he's a Nazir, he's not allowed to be Tamei himself a Meis. Right, a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, special deed, and they cannot even become Tamei for their Zion Krovin. V'samechlein, it says right after that, after Seki cannot make himself Tamei Meis, it says specifics. L'avivu limo l'achiv l'achaso lo yitamei lohem. Even though we already know, nobody, and a list of his family members. So we darshan something from each word of that pasuk. V'lama yatsu, says Rashi, la'aviv, he can't become tamei for his father, but yes for a meis mitzvah. What is li'imo? Even if he is a nazir kohen. So he has two reasons not to become tamei, but he becomes tamei for a meis mitzvah. La'achiv, even if he's a nazir kohen gadol. And you might say, there for sure. No, even there he becomes tamei for a meis mitzvah. And now we're up to the fourth word, la'achoso. That's what we pick up our Gemara. La'achoso. So what do you learn from there? We already know that even if he's a Nazir Kohen Gadol, he doesn't become, which is interesting, because a Kohen Gadol has to get a haircut once a week, and a Nazir is not allowed to get a haircut. So the din of a Nazirah overrides that. So v'la'achoso, what do you do with the fourth word in the pasuk? Matam alomar, hareshaya holech lishchodes pischo. V'la mulas b'no, if a Nazir is going to Shechtes Korban Pesach, and to be mal his son. Why do we pick those two? Why? Because those are the only two assays that are having Isser Kares, so you might say those are different. V'shamash emeis lo meis, and he hears that his relative died, yachol yachzer v'yitamei, you might think that he goes back and is mitamei himself, amart lo yitamei. Right? So he's not mitamei himself. So again, not only if he is a plain Nazir, but even if he is a Kohen, even if he's a Kohen Gadol, even if he's on his way to do a big mitzvah. Right, that's the extra added finish. Rashi says on the bottom what I just said, that these are the two Isser Karis. But he's Matami Ulameis Mitzvah. So again, the Gemara says, Amai, why is he allowed to violate and Meis Mitzvah, the root of Meis Mitzvah is Kavod HaBrios. Right? So why is he allowed to do that? And is this a daraisa? So answers the Gemara. Shiny hasam dechziv alachoso. Same thing, just like we had before. Vesalapta is a special pasuk by Nazir that don't say kavod avriyas generally is doche. No, here specifically special pasuk that we learn now v'lachoso, not to lachoso, but yes to meis mitzvah. V'ligmar mina, same thing. So why do we use this as a model? This is by isurim. So you can't say mamona isurim mamona lo yafina. This is by isurim. So why don't you say it? So the Gemara has the following line: shave v'altase shani. Shave altasa shani. Not acting is different. What does that mean? So we'll do Rashi's pshat, and a couple, the Rishonim all will weigh in how they learn this line. Rashi says, another Rishonim as well. Really, lamaskana kavod abrius is doche derabanans and doche dorices b'shave altasa. Stoche daraisis even sheva altase. They do not have the power to be doche daraisis bekum vase, but doche daraisis b'sheva altase. Meaning they can say, don't do something, don't do a daraisa passively for kavod abrius. The rabbanan have the power to say that. For example, Rashi quotes, like shofar, like lulav, like sadin betzitzis, the Gemara in Yevam is daf tzadik. Right? But only when it's akira biadayim, that's where they say, it is not allowed. So for example, Rashi goes through each one. Third skinny line in Rashi. Wearing kilayim. That was the first one on the list. Wearing kilayim, says Rashi, that's an akira biadayim. Wearing kilayim in the shuk. That's not passive. It's an akira biadayim. Right? Rashi said that the Ritva in Makas also says this even more explicitly. The Ritva says, Dekiva chaya yacho lifsho dve'eno poshet v'omid bimalbusho ze chashiv maisa. To bechlal lo silbash to amar achmanahu shelo yamod lavush v'zechoshev lo kol shash kishilu lavush. Wearing it is considered an action. Right, that's the Ritva in Makas on daf Chafalas. That is a chiddush. Again, this Rashi has chiddushim in each one of them. Continuing v'tumas gufe shuchol lekohen. This works, but it doesn't work for the one that we're trying to answer. What about for a kohen? What about a Kohen and Nazir? He's going to go and actively be Matami himself. So why do we say Kavod Abrius? What? You're going to say that's special Kavod Sakasiv? V'lachoso? So Rashi says, Lamdis. Rashi says, Lamdis. What does Rashi say? As a mashal, we have a separate, let's go to cooking on Yontif for a minute. Right? Cooking on Yontif. Malach HaZochol Nefesh. So we've discussed in the past that there are three shitas of the Rishonim. Why am I allowed to cook on Yontif? Is it what we would call Dechuya? There's an Isser, but you're allowed to. Dechuya, as we have in many other areas, or do we say it's hutra? Meaning, once you have this mitzvah, the isra is wiped out. Dechuya hutra, but then we have what the Ramban says in Parshas Emor. Ramban says in Parshas Emor, you know what meleches ochal nefesh is on Yantif? It was never included in the isra. It's not that it's dechuya. It's not even hutra. It's not that there was an isra to get rid of. It was never included in the isra. When Hashem gave the Torah and said it's usur to cook on Yantif, it's only to cook what's called meleches avoda. But meleches hana'ah, cooking on Yantif for a Yantif need, so then that's mutter. It was never included in the isur. That's even more than hutra. That's the language of the Ramban in Parshas Emor. Rashi says the same thing here when it comes to Tumas Kohanim. When there's an isur of Tumas Kohen and Tumas Nazir, Tumas Meis Mitzvah was never included in it. It doesn't have to be nidche. Says Rashi about the 10th skinny line, de meikara kishenechtav lo sase de tuma lo ames mitzvah nechtav kishem shlo nechtav ala krovim. Just like for a regular kohen krovim, ames mitzvah was never included, and therefore that's also a different parsha, and therefore one doesn't have to say that it's active versus passive. Aval, but hashavas aveda, don't do the mitzvah, don't do Pesach. So those are all Sheva Altasas. And that's why, even for Da'orises, we would say Kavod Abrius can knock it out. Again, there's major discussions in terms of Lamaisa issues. There is a tragic yet fascinating tshuva of the Noda Bihuda. This Noda Bihuda is important for many different reasons, because there's many elements to this Noda Bihuda's tshuva. The Noda Bihuda had a shayla mikhtavo ala beidoar. I got it in the mail. Says the Noda Bihuda, this is, by the way, if you want to look it up, Kama or Achaim Simon Lamed Hey. There is a Venafsho Lishol, Higia Shehu Atach Hasana Isha Zos. There's a son in law, Rachmana Litzlan, there's a son in law who is Mizana with his mother in law for 3 years. Imchuyev, and now he's Choser B'tshuva, Bechulu, Imchuyev Lahodia Lachamav, She Yifrosh Me Ishto Hazona, Oshtikaso Yafeh. Kihema anshe Hashem, v'yesh lam banam chashuvim b'toro v'mishpacha yekara, v'yesh lachush l'begam mishpacha, u'mishem kavad abrius, rashaya bal tshuva lios b'sheva al tase, shelo la'adiyah l'chamav klal. It's sheva al tase, the son-in-law doesn't want to say a word to his father-in-law, because his father-in-law is going to have to get divorced, and it's a chashuv family, and the shiduchim, and it's sheva al tase, not to say a word. So there is many elements to the shuva. Number one, is this really shev al tase? It's shev al tase for the guy, but it's kum vase every time the husband lives with his mother, with the mother, with the father-in-law, and the mother-in-law. So how do you, is this shev al tase? Is this kum vase? Number one. Number two, you might say, do we believe this guy? Ein adam eis ma'aseh barasha. Do you say pagin and dibura? We believe in legabe the mother-in-law, but not legabe him. These are very serious shilas. Number three, does he have a, is lo samal al dam reyecha? Right? Does he have a chiyuv because he knows this other friend of this friend, this father-in-law is violating Yisurim? Right? So he says, do you say, goes through, this is the tshuva that he goes through. Unbelievable. Then he goes through at the, I don't know if this is the tshuva or it's another tshuva compared to, right, his friend wearing kelayim, but that, right, I don't think this is the tshuva. Another tshuva, yeah, or maybe the second half. How does he do? Anyway, that's how he goes through the whole thing. At the end of Maskan, I think he says he has to tell him. But then he says at the end, what about, how do I do tshuva for this? How do I do tshuva for what I've done? So then he says, I don't know how to tell you, here it is. El Sha'omer Ani calls it Emhaya Tainus. He says, Davar Makavi Tshuva. He says, you're asking me how to do tshuva for this? He says, that is not a halakhic issue. That's a meta halakhic issue. And I don't usually answer those types of questions. He says, are you asking me how many fast days you're supposed to fast? He says, if you would fast, Amnam hagbalas mispar taneisim. You have to read this line. Lonis pareish lo b'kasuv v'lo b'gemara. Raksha sifrei hamusar v'atshuva harichu bazeh. V'rov divrayim benuyim al svaris kresios b'li shorish. V'sefer echa nishan al chaveira b'li yisod klal. There's no halachic answer to how many fast days and how much you have to roll around in the snow to do tshuva. Amatina bazeh har b'chumris v'ar b'kulis l'chein kasha alai l'hasha bazeh. U'b'yichud acharei ro'isha b'al tshuva atzmo hu tshuva meira banan. Yisadehu b'atzmo. You can figure it out. He says, but if you ask me, even Tanesim kechaye misushelach says wouldn't help you out here. V'leyaspika loshnos misushelach lemispar atanios b'tshuvas amishkal. How much you have? Yeah, you need. So you do the best you can. Do the best you can. I'm not going to tell you exactly how to torture yourself. And then he goes through why Bezdin Shalmata doesn't accept tshuva. That's a also we've had a shiur about that before. That's a fascinating tshuva. Similam and hey, but it starts off with our issue. It starts off with our issue relating to. Is that Shev Al Tase? Is that Kumbase? Good. Also, the Chacham Shlomo on the Shulchan Aruch discusses Shlomo Kluger. What about the Isser? Discuss this. The Isser of a Zor going up to Duchen, right? Is there an issue of Kavod Abrius there in terms of a Zor? If there's an embarrassment issue that they thought he was a Kohen, also is that considered Kumbase Shev Al Tase? Anyway, various discussions. Okay, we continue. Says Rav Avadur Abaya, we're going to have a case of shatnez in a couple of lines, and that's why this is here. Maishta, we showed this Rachash Lunisa. Maishta, Anand, Lomas Rachash Lunisa. Why don't Nisim happen for us? Says Rav Papa to Abaya in the period of the late Amorayim. Why is it that only in the earlier generations Nisim occurred? Imishim Tinuye, is it because they learned more than us? But that's not true. Bishnei de Rav Yehuda, in the days of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. Right? Rav Yehuda. Kule tunu ibn Ezekin ave. They always focus on Ezekin. They did Ezekin. Rashi says the Babas. Right? They focus on Ezekin. Va'anan, kamasis and shisha sidra. We learn all shas, mishnayis. We focus on. They learn the Gemara. They are the Gemara. V'chi havi mati Rav Yehuda b'oksin. And not only that, when Rav Yehuda came to Meseches Uksin, the last Mesechta in Shas, the Mishnayos of Ha'isha Shechavesh is Yark B'Kedera, V'yamrila Zesim Shekavshem B'Tarfeim Tahorim, different details in Meseches Uksin, or one of them might be in Taurus. Either way, a Mishnayos in Seder Taurus, Rav Yehuda came to him and he used to shake his head and say, Oh, Amar, Avayis Rav Shmuel Kachazina Acha, I don't know what's going on here. These difficult passages of putting a vegetable into a pickling juice, and does the stem lose its status of a stem? Does it become part of the vegetable? All the different details of Masechet Uksin. So that's Rav Yehuda v'anan k'masin uksin b'tleisa mesifta. And we have 13 mesiftas. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi. Tosfos Rashi says we could come up with 13 different pshatim for every Mishnah. And Tosfos says we have 13 yeshivas. Right, learning Masechet Uksin. Tleisa mesifta. Right, so he says, you know, but the Ilu Rav Yehuda, and yet when it comes to Rav Yehuda, Kishalef in the earlier generations, Kishalef Chad Masane Asi Mishra. He took off one shoe of his. He's about to start davening for the Amud. He took off one shoe and it starts raining. V'yaganan kametzarina nafshin umetzava kametzavchinan, and we are in pain and we start screaming. V'las tamashkechvan, and nobody's listening to us. So why is it? We know so much more Torah and we have so much more Torah, and yet you know we nothing. V'las tamashkechvan. So why is it? I was just reading last night. Somebody gave me a special new. They just put out a new Dafyomi Sefer, all about the history of the Dafyomi and Rav Meir Shapiro. And unbelievable. So they quoted a couple of the Hespedim that were given at Rav Meir Shapiro's Yartz Levaya. Chamon Alastan, he was Nifter at a very young age, in his 40s. And after he was there, he was at the first Siyam Hashas. But between the first and the second, he was Nifter. So he quotes, and one of the Rabbanim, I was giving a Hespet, so he says, imagine Rav Meir Shapiro, who's coming out of Gan Eden, all the Tanam and the Amoran, they're all coming to Rav Meir Shapiro. Why? He says, nobody learns so many Masechtas. How many Masechtas did all of them learn? A few Yechidei school, how many people learn Krisus? How many people learned Arachin? How many people learned these Masechtas? We learned a couple of Masechtas, but all these Masechtas were Meisei Mitzvah. Nobody learned them. You know, now I mentioned Uksin, the Mishnayos, we have to figure out a way to learn the Mishnayos too. They don't have Talmud Bavli on them. So we learn one Yerushalem, we learn Shkalim. But we have to learn the other Mishnayos too. But so many Masechtas were Meisei Mitzvah. Rav Meir Shapiro was Mechaya them. He breathed Chiyus into every Masechta. So now there's no Masechta that's forlorn or stuck in the corner. Every Masechta has its day. Every daf of Shas Bavli. In fact, the Shilas that were sent to him in the early days. Shila, what happens if there's only one Amud at the end of the Masechta? Is that considered that you did the daf? Or is that like cheating? See, he writes back in a letter. He says, no, he says, this was our Kabbalah. This was our Kabbalah. If we assume that the Siyam, we said the Siyam, I think it was on Tu B'Shvat, the first Siyam, says if it was going to be on Tu B'Shvat, so do the math. Obviously, if it only has an Aleph, that's what we accepted. This was the daf for that day. And don't think that you're doing anything wrong just by learning six lines. It's okay. He didn't say take a day off, but he said that. Don't think so. Fascinating inyanim. Anyway, so here, Ben Masechet Uksin came up, so I thought of it. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara says, that Rav Papa says to Abaya, I don't understand that. We learn all the Masechtas, and still we don't have Nisim happen for us. So answer, Amalei, Kamoi Havi Kamasri Nafshayu HaKadosh Hashem. They were Moser Nefesh for Torah. Siras Nefesh for Torah, Anan L'kol Masrin Nafshayu HaKadosh Hashem. They're Moser Nefesh. You know what? Says the Ian Yaakov, they go above and beyond, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes above and beyond. They go out of the realm of their natural state, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out of the realm of his natural state and performs Nisim. Kiha, similar, where do we see Mesiras Nefesh? Unusual story, but here's the story. Kiha de Rav Ada Bar Ava Chazi Alu Kusis Tavis Lavisha Karbalta Beshuka. Rav Ada Bar Ava saw a certain woman who he thought was Jewish. It was not Jewish, but certain type of Jewish that was wearing some type of beged. What type of beged? So different pshatim, the Aruch says it was a red unsnius beged. Was it a scarf? Was it a shirt? Unclear. Savar de Bas Yisrael. He thought that she was a Bas Yisrael, and he was on Tznius patrol. Kam kare mina, and he ripped it off her. Very unusual. I assume she was wearing something underneath. But kam kare mina, he ripped it off because he thought, was it non-Tznius? Other Rishonim say it was shatnus. That's the connection to the previous Gemara. But either way, he didn't, right? Chil Hashem, it's an Aveira being done. Everybody knew it's an Aveira. Again, it was a totally different society at that time. Maybe this was a person who was doing something, and it was such a total Chil Hashem regarding the place where it was that he felt that he had to take the law into his own hands. Either way, Iglai Milsa de Kusis, it came out that she was not Jewish. Shaimua Barba Meazuze, and he had to pay for the bag at 400 Zuz. Amrale Mashimcha, he says, what's your name? Amrale, who should I write the check out to? Amrale Matone. Maton is my name. Omar Allah, Maton, Maton, Arba Me'azuzi Shavya. Maton, you're worth 400 zuz. What is Maton? Rashi goes, Tup Shatim. Either Maton, meaning for the word Matayim, I had to pay 200, or double 200, which is 400, or Maton, I should have been Lahamtin. I acted a little bit too quickly, meaning my heart was in the right place, but, you know, I should have done, checked out the details, a little bit more. This story is not halacha lemaisa for any of us. We have to learn the messages of this, and this is obviously, in terms of the message being standing up for the Dvar Hashem, where there is Chil Hashem being done. But in our day and age, most of the time, if there is somebody wearing something that we don't approve of, then there's not going to be any kiruv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is being brought by such an act. And you know, there's the Chil Hashem would be the other way. We always have to ask. Like we mentioned many times, the beautiful Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to give somebody today bread bisman hazeh. You know he's not going to wash. Why? Because it's lifnei iver. Lifnei iver. If you know they're not going to wash and make a bracha, you can't give them bread. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, bisman hazeh, just the opposite halacha applies. It's the same halacha, but it's a different application. Rav Shlomo Zalman says today you have to give them bread, even though you know they're not going to wash. And if you don't give them bread, that's lifnei iver, because that's driving them further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I would say the same thing about this Gemara. In the time period of the Tanoim, remember when these people lived in the Amoraim, they were baskols, they were golems, there was Tchias HaMesim with Rabban and Reb Zeiran. There was unbelievable level. So at that time, maybe it was Chil Hashem for this woman to be wearing that, and therefore there was a Kiddush Hashem to do this. Bizman HaZeh will be just the opposite. It will be more of a Chil Hashem to take such a public stand, Rachman al-Islan in this case. So one has to be very careful about always applying, you know, stories that we see at different time periods in history. We always have to have our halachic brain working to know exactly how to apply it bizman hazeh. Okay, just one Chashukei Chemin here discusses Derech Agav, the name Yehuda. He had a shayla. There was a baby born, and the horim, the parents were arguing. One of them wanted a name after a family member. One wanted to say Yehuda, because Yehuda is awesome. Yehuda has Shem Havai in it, Shem Hashem, and we had earlier the Gemara about Leah was the first one to be Model Hashem. Rashi quoted the first one to each get more than her chelek. So, who wins? Who wins? So, Yitshuva, Yesh Yitaronu Ma'alam Yuchedes B'Shem Yehuda. He says Yehuda has a very special place, like it says here, B'Shani Derav Yehuda, right, they did Nisim, and the Achronim point out Lishitaso. In Rav Yehuda, they were learning B'Shani Rav Yehuda, they were learning Nezikin. He's the one in Baba Kama Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says, if you want to be a chassid, you should learn Mili de Avos, Mili de Brachos, Mili de Nezikin. Rav Yehuda is the one that says Mili de Nezikin. So it's Lishitaso there. So, he, to be a chassid, you have to be like Rav Yehuda. So, and Rav Yehuda, HaChassid, he quotes. And whenever the Gemara says Chassid Echad, it means Rav Yehuda ben Meseber, Rav Yehuda ben Eloi. So you see Yehuda as a special hashpa on the name. So Yehuda is, so he says, Lamaisa, he says, they should go to a rav and figure out a pshara. He says, but there is definitely a special place for Yehuda. And then he quotes that in the Sefer Chassidim, in one of its lines of the Tzava, when there's a major discussion about the Tzava Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, right? Because some things are against what it says in Shas. You know, I let him marry your niece, and two brothers can't marry two sisters. So there are many that know the Yehuda has a famous tshuva where he says it was only meant for his family and not for all of Klal Yisrael. But he quotes there one of the lines in Os Chavches. He says nobody from his family should be called Yehuda or Shmuel. That's what it says. And why is it? His name was Yehuda. His father's name was Shmuel. Right, so why? And so the Hagos in the bottom of the Sefer Chassidim, the Makor Chesed, he quotes because he saw his Beruah Kadsho that, you know, it would be inappropriate. But postscript quotes from Zilberstein that if you look in the history books in the Vad Arba Aratzos, when they used to have the Vad of the get together of all the lands in the 1700s, the Marshal one time got up and said, "I am from the family of Yehuda Chassid." And what was the Marshal's name? Shmuel, Rav Shmuel Idols, and my father's name was Yehuda, and I don't know what that means with the Tzava, but my name is Shmuel, my father's name was Yehuda, and that is the Marsha story of the day. Okay, we continue. He also talks about here, in terms of standing up and being goreim, in terms of gabaim, telling people to be quiet if you know they're going to hate you for it. Right, is that standing up, al tchil Hashem, tchil Hashem, to have people talking in the middle of davening. So he says there, he's noted to say that, you know, you have to do it in a loving way, right, like Yaakov Avinu said to the shepherds, achai me'ayin batem. He started off with achai. So, with a kind word, but then you have to stand up for what it says in Shulchan Aruch, right? How many times does it say in Shulchan Aruch, gadol avonim inso, talking during davening? That's where it says. It doesn't say that too many places. But that's the that's what it says by talking and davening. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Rav Gidal. Every daf in Brachas is unbelievable. Brachas daf chaf is just, you know, one of the lamalas. Rav Gidal, havi ragel davi ka'azov yasav ashari de tefillah. There's stories here, there's halacha here. Try to do it. Rav Gidal used to sit outside the mikvah. Amar lehu, hachi tefillah v'hachi tefillah. He used to give instructions to the women, pashas before they went in. Right? Make sure you do this, make sure you do that. Amri le rabban lo kamistafi marmi yet sahara. Aren't you worried about yet sahara? You're looking about all these women that are going to the mikvah. And you know, so he says, no, amar lehu damin bapa kikaki chivri. Like the Gemara says in Ksubas. No, they're like white geese in front of me, meaning I'm not in that parsha, it's nothing for me. It's nothing for me. Maybe it's, even though we say in apotropos l'arayis, Rav Gidal was able to say it. All the Rishonim, the Ritva, the last page of Maseches Kiddushin, the Sefer HaChinuch in Parashat Ramos, all quote this Gemara and say, as we just said before, there's no Rayas for anybody in the later generations. Even the Amoraim in Ksubas Yud Zayin, after the Ketzim Raktam of the Akal Gemaras, where some Amoraim put some of the cows on their shoulders, the Amoraim there say, but we can't even do this. We're not Tarasu Umnasu, not wasting a second. They're in a different realm. We can't fathom this. We can't fathom this, and therefore, totally inappropriate for anybody to try to relate this Gemara to any generation besides the earlier Amoraim. But that's Rav Gidal. Rav Yochanan, Havi Rogel, also, Davika Azil, the Yasev Ashari Tvila. You still sit there. Amar. But he said, Kisalkim, Menos Yisrov, Asya Mitvila. He, on the way out, Rabbi Yochanan said, when the women come out of the mikvah, mistaklin be, they should look at me first, right? We learned earlier about Rabbi Yochanan, v'nevilu zara de shapiri kavasi. And they should see me, and if they see me, the first thing they see on the way out of the mikvah, so that'll be a good omen for their children, right? The Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the minhag of a woman not focusing on anything else in Hilchos Nidah. Shulchan Aruch says this in Kuf Tzad Ches. In Kuf Tzad Ches, Sif Mem Ches, the Rama quotes, Yesha Kasva, Sheishli Ishali Yosnua Belal Tfilasa, V'chein Noagu Anashim Lahasu Belal Tfilasa, not to tell anybody, Shalalech Mahumo, B'fnei Abriyo, Shalal Yagishim Ebnei Adam, V'yesh L'anashim Lizar, Kishe Yotutz Min Atfila, Sheyifka Bachaverta, Shalal Yifka Batchilo Davar Tamei, O Ovid Kochavim. Shouldn't, you know, meet a davar tamei or a non-Jew. And if you did, if you're Shemayim, you go back and be tovelos again. Okay, we usually go to the car. Basically, the message of the halacha is go straight home. Go straight home. We shouldn't be osik in anything else. With a special metaphysical idea about the mikvah night. And therefore, based on this Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan said. Add this to the list. This is the third Gemara. The third, well, first let's do the Bach, and then we'll mention it. The Bach here notes, by Rav Gidal, the Gemara asks, aren't you worried about Yetzahara? By Rabbi Yochanan, aren't you worried about? Let's do the next line of the Gemara. Amalei Rabbana, lokam istavi mar me'ina bisha, aren't you worried about Ayin Hara? Ayin Hara, you're putting yourself, you're so handsome, focused. So Amalehu, couple of answers. Number one, he said, I'm not worried. Ana mizara di Yosef ka'asina, zol shada me'ina bisha, I'm from Yosef Atzadik. Right, therefore there's no Ayin Hara that's sholed on Yosef. How do you know that? Tachsiv, as the pasuk says, Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Ali Ayin, V'yamar Avivo, Atikre Ali Ayin, Ella Ole Ayin. It goes above Ole on the eye, on the evil eye. Rabbi Ezra, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mehacha, a different source, how do you know about it, Yosef? The Yidgul Ora Bekarva Aretz, right, by Menashe and Ephraim, right, they'll be like fish. Madagim Shebayam, Mayim Mechasan Aleim, Mein Ayin Har Shol, Ezes Bayim. Anything covered is not subject to Ayin Hara. Avzar Shol Yosef, Ein Ayin Har Shol, Ezes Bayim. So to Ayin Hara. That's why we say Bli Ayin Hara. Or that's why some have, they don't like to mention, like, the list of children, or like to put it out in the open. Because when something gets sanua, that's what the Medrash says, the first luchos were subject to Ayin Hara, because it was so bapumbi. Right? But the second luchos were but tsnius, and therefore it wasn't subject. V'yibayisema, or third, Ayin shalo ratsa lazun, mimash inu shalo, in Ayin Hara let this bow. Yosef controlled his eye, and therefore the eye does not have any power over him. By, of course, Eshes Potiphar. Ask the Bachir, why by Rav Gidal does it only ask about Ayin Yetzahara, not Ayin Hara? Why by Rav Yochanan does it only ask about Ayin Hara, not Yetzahara? So says the Bach. It didn't ask it by Rav Gidal Hadlo, or the Bach usually is just a girsa, girsology he's interested in on the Gemara. But here the Bach is one of the great commentaries on the tour. So Hadlo Amru Lemi Eina Bisha, why didn't he say Ayin Hara when it comes to Rav Gidal? He says, Kedamrina Gabi Rav Yochanan, Hanim Mishum, the Rav Yochanan, Havim Estakli, Bivishakli Eina Bisha. Rav Yochanan, they looked at. They looked at Rabbi Yochanan. They were focusing on him. That's why there's Ayin Hara issued by Rabbi Yochanan, but not Rabbi Gidel. What about, why did they ask Rabbi Yochanan about Yetzahara? So, the Bach says, the Gemara says elsewhere, that Rabbi Yochanan had very long eyelashes. And it went over. That's why sometimes he said, he asked somebody to say, Dalye, can you lift these up? Who are you? He had very long eyelashes. He couldn't see them. And therefore, they weren't worried about Ayin Hara. Put this on the list. This is the third Gemara in this Masechta that we've had about the physiology of Rabbi Yochanan. We had earlier in the first parak that Rabbi Yochanan's arm lit up when he wanted to be Michaya and be Rofe Cholim to his friend. Number two, we had Rabbi Yochanan was a Baal Basar. See, he was allowed to say Kriya Shema on his side. And this is number three. He had long eyelashes in the Bach, and therefore, he was not worried about Yetzer Hara. Again, Rabbi Yochanan could be there. That's no one, again, every Gemara here we can take the messages from, but obviously the mikveh and the tefillah is supposed to be a secret to everyone not involved besides the husband. Okay. Weiter. Good. Says the Mishnah. Nashim b'avadim b'ktanim p'tur mikriyishma. Nashim b'avadim b'ktanim are pater from Kriyishma. Why are women pater from Kriyishma? We'll see. It's a Zman Grama. Ktanim, Rashi, before we turn over. Rashi, afilu katan shigia l'chinuch. Even a katan that has already reached chinuch age is pater from Kriyishma. Why? Fascinating. Lefi she'edo matsui tamid, k'shemegi yizman Kriyishma. The father does not have a chiyuv to be mechadechim in Kriyishma. Interesting formulation. The father does not have a chiyuv to be mechadechim in Kriyishma. We're going to have later on a machlokas Rashi Tosas, adaf memches. With the chiyuv of chinuch is on the father or on the child. Machlokas Rashi Tosas, right? So with the machlokas Ramban Ran and Meseches Megillah, Rashi Tosas here, and different formulations of the Rambam. But here, the Rashi's Lashon, Lo hitilu al aviv lechancho b'kriyishma. Why? Lefishe inam matzui tamid. He's not always there. He's running around. He's not always in shul bizman kriyishma. So therefore, the father is. It's understandable that he's pater. Interestingly, it reminds me of Revolbi. Revolbi always says you have to have the balance. He writes in his Sefer on Chinuch, you always have to have the balance of pushing our children and not pushing our children. Because it says Revolbi, if we force our children to learn / daven when they're supposed to be playing, they're going to go play when they're supposed to be learning. That's Revolbi's line. So it's a balance, because we have to push our children somewhat, and we have to push them. But again, maybe it's alluded to in this Gemara that the Halakha understands. Even a Kashi Gilachinuch. He's a hielachinuch. He's a whatever it is. 8, 9, 10 years old. Right? It doesn't mean that they're in davening the whole time. Right? Nachman katanim peturim mi kriyashma. Weiter. Umina tefillin. And they're also about the from tefillin. It's also a zman grama v'chayavin b'tefila u'b'mezuzah u'b'berchas hamazon. And they're chayav in tefillin, shmona esrei, and mezuzah and berchas hamazon. Again, each one of these has a major discussion that we can have. Tefillin. Let's talk about tefillin for a moment. So tefillin obviously is Zman Grama. The Gemara is going to say what the Havamina is, why we would have thought that. But, as has been mentioned, tefillin is one of the few Zman Gramas that women shouldn't do. Most Zman Gramas, if women want to do it, they could do it. There's no downside. Shake a lulav and sit in a sukkah and hear shofar. There's no downside. It's fine. It's a Zman Grama, but they could do it. But certain mitzvos, say Zman Grama, women shouldn't do and don't do. The Magen Avraham, for example, quotes by Kiddush Levana. Women don't do Kiddush Levana. Why don't they do Kiddush Levana? So it always goes back to Chava. The Magen Avraham quotes the Shlach HaKadosh. Heim garmu pagam ha-Levana. Somehow Chava and the moon, something. Okay, Kiddush Levana. Another one right here is Tzitzis and Tefillin. Tzitzis and Tefillin, even though there's Zman Gramas, women shouldn't do them. Why shouldn't they do them? So different pshatim given. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, and if it's tefillin, I'll read the tefillin one. Nashim avadim k'tarim p'tur mitefillin. If he means to say zman grama, hagav v'yemanashim rotsin lahachmer latzmam, like by sukkah, mochin biyadam. We're moche. Why? Two reasons. Number one, there is a targum Yonasan ben Uziel in Parshas Kisetzi, in Esrik's Parsha, on the pasuk of Olyubash Gevar Simlas Isha, and wearing the mixed gender clothing, says the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, what's an example of men's clothing that women should not wear? Tefillin and tzitzis. Unbelievable. What does that mean? Because for the past thousands of years, this has become a mitzvah that women don't do, so now they're not allowed to do it. Maybe originally things would have been different. But because they didn't accept to do it, therefore, one woman, Bizmana says, I'll let God up and say, I'm gonna do it. It's against halacha. It's not just against hashkaf. It's against halacha. It's mefurish against the Shulchan Aruch. Number one. Number two, the other reason by tefillin is the same reason why don't we wear tefillin all day, Bizmana says? We used to wear tefillin all day. Why don't we wear tefillin mizman hazeh? Because we can't keep a guf naki. We need a guf naki, a clean mind, a clean body. So we don't. But we do wear it by shacharis, because you know why? Ein breira. We can't get rid of it the whole day, because there's a chiyuv mitzvah asei daraisa. So we wear it for the minimum possible. Right? Because ein breira, we don't have any other choice. But there's a risk factor. That's why we take it off right after davening. But women don't have a chiyuv. So you're going to put yourself into the risky situation on purpose where you don't have to? No, it's inappropriate. It's against the law to do that. If you don't have to do something, you're not allowed to do it. And therefore, men don't have a choice. So that's why they have to do it. But women do not have such a chiyuv, and therefore, they should not do it. That's relating to tefillin. Okay, so they're part of from tefillin, and they're chayiv in tefillah. They're chayiv in tefillah. Let's talk about that for a minute. Women are chayiv to daven. So there is, start off with the famous Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that women are yotze davening with eze bakasha, that they say samach l'netila. They say a little bakasha in the morning, and they're yotze. So all the Velt asks on the Magen Avraham, is that really true? Look in the Rambam. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah that, yes, all the details of davening are d'rabbanan. The zmanim for davening is d'rabbanan, and the nusach ha'tefillah is d'rabbanan. But the structure, there's one thing that's d'oraisa, says the Rambam. The structure of shevach, bakasha, and hodah. That three-pronged structure is d'oraisa. D'oraisa. That is, and we learned that out from Sukkim. We'll learn that later in this Masechta from Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's the rest, ABCs of tefillah, says the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah uBirchas Kohanim. Interesting, that's the name of the set. Birchas Kohanim is put in Hilchos Tefillah. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Zaseh L'Spal B'chol Yom, Shem Bar Bavatzah Zashem Alokeichem, B'pi Yeshua Lomdu Shavodah Zu, Hi Tefillah B'leiv, V'ein Minyan HaTefillahs Min HaTorah, V'lo Mishnah HaTefillah HaZos Min HaTorah, V'ein L'Tefillahs Man Kavu Min HaTorah. L'fichach, that's why women have to daven, because tefillah is not as man grama. But what's the din d'oraisa? Number one, bakasha. Umagid shivcha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitchanein b'chol yom v'agid shivcha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shevach. V'achar kach shol tzrachav. Shehut tzarech lohen. B'vakasha u'b'tchina. V'achar kach nosin shevach v'odoy l'Hashem. Al hatava shishpilo. Kolecha v'echad kivikocho. Shevach bakasha en odah. That's d'oraisa, says the Rambam. But everything else is d'rabbanan. So that's why women have to daven. That's why, what's the Magen Avraham I'm talking about? Eza bakasha samach l'modani. Modani. You don't have the structure of three. So that's why most Achronim, Rav Sternbach writes about this, before the Mishnah Berurah, the Poskim say that women have to daven more than that. Again, if it's ones, if they're with their kids, and they don't have a free second, okay, that's why there's a concept called Zman Grama. They have to daven a lot less than men do. Suka de Zimran, Zanga, Kriya, Birchas, Kriyishma. Okay, there's a hierarchy of, if they have 4 3-minutes, they do this. If they have 6 minutes, they do this. Okay, you have to expand. But Mikra, then they have to daven. If a woman has time, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, like most poskim, Shachris and Mincha. Women have to daven Shachris and Mincha. The Mishnah Berurah has a beautiful summary of all these laws. If you just want to look one sif in the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah in Simin Kuf Vav Sif Dalid. Kuf Vav Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah, has a summary of all of the Shitas. It goes to the Rambam and the Ramban and what is needed. That's Kuf Vav Sif Dalid. Okay. And they're chayiv in mezuzah and birchas hamazon. By the way, there's a Rashi, second Rashi we had already in this Pesachta, on top. Rashi is chayiv, why are they chayiv in tefillah? Rashi says, quoting the Gemara, the tefillah rachmihi, tefillah is rachamim, umi derabananhi. And it's derabanan. So we had a Rashi like that already earlier, 5 Wad ago, on Dafi Zayinim Abeis. Rashi also there said, tefillah, why are the people helping out by the Levaya? Pturim and Atfila, Rashi there said, Delav Daraisahu. Also there. So Rashi seems this whole pashtus, like the Ramban, that Tfila is Dirabanan. Which is, seems to be like a Mefurish Gemara in tomorrow's Daf, which we'll see. But let's see what the Rambam does with that Gemara. We continue though now. Says the Gemara, Kriyash Mapshita, Mizzah Seishas Van Gramahu. Of course, Kriyash Mapshita is Van Gramah. Why would I think otherwise? Of course, women are paturas from Kriya Shema. So Gemara says, no, Ma'od etema hol beispe malchus shamayim. You might think it's different because it's kabbalas malchus shamayim. Kamash malan. Now, two important shitas relating to this line. First of all, what's the pashas of the Gemara? You might think it's kabbalas malchus shamayim, and therefore you have to do it. Kamash malan what? Kamash malan the putter. Period. The Bach cannot fathom that. Not the Bach here. Now the Bach is Simin Ayin. The Bach cannot fathom that women would be tourists from Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. It can't be. It can't be. So he assumes a davar pashut that women have to say the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema and Baruch Shem. Davar pashut. How do you read the Gemara? Read the Gemara that the Mishnah means to say women are pater from the rest of Kriyat Shema. So how do you read the Gemara? Kriyat Shema pshita, obviously they're pater. It says Magrama. No, you might say since there's Malchus Shemayim and they're chayiv in the first pasuk, so too they're chayiv in the rest of Kriyat Shema. Kamash Malan, they're not chayiv in the rest of Kriyat Shema. But obviously says the Bach are chayiv in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. That's the Bach reading the Gemara. It's a great example of a posek who was so convinced by a certain shita, he rereads the pshuto shel Gemara because he cannot fathom that women would not be obligated in Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim. What is the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Shulchan Aruch was Simen Ayin Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's a good idea. Doesn't say it's a chiyuv, but he said it's a good idea. It's Nachon, I think the lashon is. Says the Shulchan Aruch right here, Simen Ayin, Nachon Vadim Patur Mikriyas Ravadish Yizvan Grama. V'nachon hu l'lamdam sheyikablu aleim Malchus Shemayim. It's appropriate that they should be mekabel. V'yikru l'fachos pasik rishon. Beis Yosef b'shem Ohel Moed. But so the Sefer Olamo, but the Bach reads it into the Gemara. If we look at that Bach, the beginning of Siman Ayin. But that is number one. Number two, the other sheet is that, interesting, the Gemara calls Kriyat Shema Zman Grama. There is no point during the day, on a Daraisa level, that we're not chayving Kriyat Shema. On a Daraisa level, Zmani Kriyat Shema Pashas of the Rabbanan. Right, do you say that? I mean, actually, I shouldn't say that. Let's say, Zmani Tefillah for sure, the Rabbanan. What about Zmani Kriyat Shema? That's a discussion. The Kesef Mishnah says Mefurish that Zmani Kriyashma Adur Rabbanan. On a Daraisa level, you can say Kriyashma all day, and you can say Kriyashma all night. So that's not a Muska. But according to the Kesef Mishnah, that you can say Kriyashma all day and all night. Is it a Zman Grama? There's not a second of the 24-hour period that there's no Chiyuv of Kriyashma. Do you call that a Zman Grama? That's a Machlokas between the Magen Avram and the Shagas Aryeh. Mother from the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh says, he asks on the Kesef Mishnah, according to you who says that on the Raisa Lavi you can say Kriyat Shema all day, that's not Zman Grama. First against the Gemara. The Magen Avraham holds. If there is a mitzvah that has two parts and it goes for 24 hours, that's not called Zman Grama. Says the Shagas Aryeh, what are you talking about? The Kriyat Shema Shel Yom you can't do by Laila. The Kriyat Shema Balayla you can't do by Yom. So it is Zman Grama. That's an interesting machlokas. How do you define Zman Grama? And also that relates to the two parts of Kriyat Shema. Are they two parts of one mitzvah, or are they two mitzvahs? Machlokas Rambam Ramban. How many mitzvahs of the 613 do you count it as? The Rambam counts it as one. The Ramban counts it as two. But again, you don't have to say that's connected, but Pashas it is connected. But anyway, that's important. The Bach and the Kesef Mishnah in Aleph Yud Gimel, and the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh. We continue. Umin atfilin and the pater from tefillin pshita. Ma'u detei mahol be'iskish le'mezuzah. Kamash malon. What's the havamina? You might have thought tefillin are compared to mezuzah. And they're chayav in mezuzah, so also chayav in kriyashma. Because of a hekish. The chayav in betfilah. The rachmin inu. They're pater from tefillin. They're chayav in tefillah because it's rachamim. It's asking rachman. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says, and oh, what's the girsa here? What's the girsa here? So we will read our girsa, even though the Bach says most do not have the next line. But we'll read it because we have it. Ma'od ha'tema. Even if you don't read it, though, you're allowed to make a siyum on Masechas Brachos. Ma'od ha'tema. Hol v'ksiv ba'erev avoker v'tzaharayim. K'mitzvah zaseh zman grama dami. Because it says in Tehillim, describing tefillah, erev avoker v'tzaharayim, it's like a zman grama. Kamash malon. Kamash malon what? Kamash malon. Two ways to read this. Kamash malon, even though it's a zman grama, they're still chayev because it's rachmi. Or kamash malon is not a zman grama. If you say that's the pshat, then what is really the answer of Rachmi for? Maybe it's because they really should do it. It's not a Zman Grama, but they really should take it seriously. Either way, those are two ways of understanding this last line. Major Machlokas in the Achronim. What about Musaf? It's Nafka Mina, because Musaf is not Rachmi. Musaf is just connected to carbon tamid, carbon Musaf. So our women chayav, it's Slach, and a couple of blad and daf chavav, says the women are pturos, right? Because it's not Rachmi. Others say I think we mentioned this months ago, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva where he says women are pturos because they're pater from machzas shekel, and machzas shekel is for the carbon sibur, and Musaf is connected to that. Well, so Achronim ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, what, so Kohanim and Levium, you know, also are pater from davening Musaf, and if you're less than 20 years old, you're also pater from davening Musaf. A little tzarech Ian, exactly what that means. The Stipler in Maseches Arachin, I think, discusses it. Okay, either way, it's a machlokas achronim. So if women have the chance to have a musaf, they should have a musaf. at least Ashkenazim. Ubimizuzah pshita again pshita ma the tema hove is kishlam Torah kamash balon. No, you might say since it's hukash the Talmud Torah and women are pater from certain elements of Talmud Torah kamash balon. So we say not they're chayiv mizuzah. Ubeberchas amazon they're chayiv berchas amazon pshita. Why would I have thought otherwise? Mau the tema hovel viksiv because it says by the man. B'seis Hashem lachem ba'erev baser le'echol v'lechem ba'boker lisboa k'mizah zizman gram adami because the pasuk by the food in the Torah talks about times kamash malan still they are chayiv. What level are they chayiv? We will see B'Hashem in a couple of lines. Amar Avada Barava. Avada Barava says Nashim chayavos b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah. Women are chayiv in kiddush d'oraisa. Might amai ask the Gemara why? Mizah zeh zman grama hi. V'chol mizah zeh zman grama nashim peturos. Women are peturos from zman gramas. Kiddush is zman grama. Amar abai mi d'rabanan. Okay, havamina. They're all the chayiv d'rabanan. D'oraisa their pater. Amali rava. V'advar Torah kamar. Rav Avada Barava says d'oraisa. V'od. And also, what? They're chayiv d'rabanan. Why? Stam? Because you want to be mechayiv women d'rabanan and all mitzvahs. Shasei zman grama. Kol mizah zeh nechayiv in mi d'rabanan. So why don't you mechayiv them all mitzvahs? On a drabbana level, say Ella Amar Rava. Rava quotes what we hold. Amar Kra Zachar v'Shamar. Kol sheyeshnu b'shemira yeshnu b'zachira. We compare. Women are Zachar v'Shamar. We're said b'dibur echad. We compare. Hashem said it at the same moment. Something that we can't understand. So we compare the los aseis Shamar and the aseis Zachar. V'hani nashi hoil v'isnu b'shemira ishnu b'zachira. And these women, they're included in the los aseis, so they're also included in the Aseis. Again, we can spend the next hour on this. Maybe we'll have I'm just traveling this week, but we'll have to be in shir. But just quickly, I'll bring alachas, right? What is included in this? Women are chayiv d'oraisa in Kiddush. So Rov Rishonim say that this Gemara tells me that women are obligated in all the Aseis of Shabbos. They're chayiv in Lechem Mishnah. They're chayiv in Shalosh Shudas. They're chayiv in maybe Havdalah. Because Havdalah is a machlokas Rishonim, even Orchas Chayim, because it has to do with Shabbos, but it's after Shabbos. That's the big controversy about Havdalah. That Lechadchila, the Shulchan Aruch says, women should hear Havdalah from a man. If there's only women there, so women should make Havdalah. And there were many Rishonim that say that. Excuse me, that they should make Havdalah. But either way, that is a discussion. There is a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Mordechai and in the Ran and Shavuos. Rabbeinu Tam says, women are chayiv in Lechem Mishnah because afin hayu boso anes. They were also included in the Nes of the Man. So first of all, the Ran says, what do you need that for? It's included in Zachar v'Shamar. So Rav Rishonim assume that, but that's Rabbeinu Tam. That's a chiddush and afin hayu. Because, you know, there are many mitzvahs. Tosfos says, why don't you say afin hayu by sukkah? So the Rabbeinu Tam has the mentality that you're allowed to expand afin hayu. But just to end with one more, and then we'll just quickly finish up. There's a tshuva sa'elah flecha shlomo, Rav Shlomo Kluger. He has a tshuva, it seems to be in his day, that some women wore a makbid on Lechem Mishnah. Or a makbid. So he says, let me try to defend the minhag of women not being makbid on Lechem Mishnah. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger. Well, Rabbeinu Tam says the reason is afin hayu, and many Rishonim argue on that. Because maybe afin hayu applies where there was only an imminent danger that they were saved from. And then there wasn't an imminent danger. And the Ran said, and the Mordechai say it's because of Zachar v'Shamar, but Rabbeinu Tam obviously doesn't hold of that. Because he holds it's limited to Kiddush. So you see there's a problem with each Shita. So that's why they're potter. That's what Rav Shlomo Kluger says. All the Achronim say Rav Shlomo Kluger, what a kind of what are you talking about? Everybody agrees you're chayiv. The only issue is the reason. So you're going to take each shita's problem with the other one and say that's why you're putter? Nobody says that. That's an unbelievable tshuva of Shlomo Kluger and Simon Kuf Yodalin in El Hof L'Chash Shlomo. Again, there's a lot more, but we have to continue. Amalei Ravina L'Rava, Nashim Berchas Hamazon D'Oraisa D'Rabanan. Women in Berchas Hamazon, are they chayiv D'Oraisa or D'Rabanan? Why would they only be chayiv d'rabanan? We just said it's not zman grama. Machlokas Rashi Tosus. Rashi says because you have to mention Eretz Yisrael in benching, as we're going to have later on, and women didn't get a chelek. Tosus, what do you mean? Kohanim and Levim don't have to bench? They also didn't get a chelek. Right? So no, the reason is, says Tosus, because brismila. You also have to mention brismila in benching, which we'll talk about later on in Daf Mem Ches or so, and that's why they're pater. Either way, are the chayiv d'oraisa d'rabanan? L'mayin nafkamina, what's the difference? La'fuki rabbi d'chobalsan. Could they be motzi someone who has a chayiv d'oraisa? Iyamer d'oraisa, asi d'oraisa, mafik d'oraisa. Eliyamer d'rabanan, havi sheinu mechuyah b'davar. V'chol sheinu mechuyah b'davar, eini motzi asa rabbi m'yidei chobalsan. So my, are they chayiv d'rabanan or d'oraisa? Tashma, b'emes amru, ben the Mishnah says, ben mevarach la'aviv, ben mevarach la'rabo, the ishim of arachas labayla, they each can make a bracha, a son for a father, and a master. a woman for her husband, aval amru chachamim, tavo meira la'adam, sheishto banam mavarchen lo. Woe to the person who doesn't know how to make brachas, who needs his children or his wife to make brachas for him. So, e amrit bishlama da'oraisa, iftar chayav da'oraisa, asi da'oraisa, mafik da'oraisa. Ela e amrit rabbanon, asi da'rabbanon, mafik da'oraisa. So it must be women are obligated to raisa. Says the Gemara, no raya ula tamech. Look who else is on the list. Katan bar chiyuvahu. Katan is a derabbanan for sure at most. And yet he can be motzi. So ella hachamayis kina. What must we be talking about? Kon sha'achal shir derabbanan. We must be where the man that's being yotze only ate a shir derabbanan. Does your derabbanan and mafik derabbanan. So it could be that women are only obligated to rabbanan. Sveika dedina. We don't know what the paskin. Look, Gemara ends with a suffix. And that's why, lechadchila, women should not be motzi men. Women can be motzi men in kiddush, meikar adin. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not appropriate. But kiddush and amotzi and all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, because they have an equal chiyuv. Maybe tomorrow we'll start, I'm not going to do it now, in the sugya of the Rosh here about Nashim, whether Nashim are included in Arvus. That's a huge sugya right here on this Gemara. Maybe we'll start with that, but meanwhile we'll just go to the Mishnah. Darsha Bavir Zimna, Malam Shay the Rabbi Ami. Vidimna, Malam Shay the Ravasi. Amru malachei esharei slavnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The malachim were bothered. Rebona shalolam. Kasa besarasecha. Shalo yisafanim leikach shochad. You don't show favoritism. Vihala atano seipanim liYisrael. You show favoritism to the Jews. I shouldn't. I told them that they have to bless me only when they are satiated. And they're machmir. So if they go out of their way for me, so I have to go out of their way for them. What's ad kizayis ad kibetza? So the Mefarshim thought it should be ad kibetza ad kizayis. Right, even so. So Shatim have different opinions. They look at the Maariv Chayes here, he talks about it, but they talk about that lashon of Ad Kizayis Ad Kibetza. Okay, either way, Be'ez Hashem, we'll start tomorrow with Hashem Arvus, and we'll get into the next sugya. Daf Chaf Aleph. Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaMazon, Tfilas Nedava. That's all on Daf Chaf Aleph and Davar Shebek Dusha. Again, Brachas is jam-packed. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, schedule otherwise, Hashem, tomorrow there'll be a shir. The next daf unclear, and then we'll have a couple of days off that we'll have to learn it from the previous cycle. Listen to the previous cycle, cbey.org, and Beis Hashem, then we'll pick up again on Monday morning from Beit Shemesh. But Beis Hashem, tomorrow this will be a shiur, Beis Hashem. Again, sponsored by Zichron Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky by the Orlinsky family. We thank them for their sponsorship.